ever get that feeling like you're missing some really crucial customer feedback online?
Oh, yeah, definitely, I think.
Or spending way too much time
All the time.
trying to piece together what people are saying about you, or across Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of it.
It can feel like you're chasing your tail all day, right?
Mm.
Trying to stay on top of everything. It's a real challenge for businesses today.
It is. And that's precisely why we're doing this deep dive into social media reputation management software.
Okay, cool. That sounds good.
We found some insights from Jim Clannon. He's got some interesting stuff to say, so we're going to dig into that.
Perfect.
And think of this as like your cheat sheet, basically, to understanding just how important these tools can be and what you should really think about if you're thinking about maybe using them.
Makes sense.
So our main goal here is to give you, the listener, all the essential info without, you know, overloading you, obviously.
Right, like a quick start guide.
Exactly. So at its core, this software solves a pretty fundamental problem. It's practically impossible to manually track everything people are saying online. There's just so much out there.
It really is. And I think what's interesting is that these tools are helping us move from like just reacting to problems to actually understanding what's happening proactively.
That's a really good point. Okay, so let's get into it. Why should businesses even consider these tools? What's the big appeal here?
Well, I think the biggest advantage is that they can locate customer reviews and mentions.
Okay.
Like automatically across so many platforms.
Across all of them, yeah.
Yeah, imagine you instantly know not just what people are saying about your business, but also how they feel about it. Like, are they using positive words or are they frustrated?
Oh, that's interesting. So it's not just about seeing the comments themselves. It's about understanding the sentiment.
Exactly. It's about seeing those trends, whether positive or negative, that you might otherwise completely miss.
You'd never be able to do that manually, right?
Not easily.
Totally.
And that kind of insight can be huge for any business.
For sure. And Jim Clannon's article, it also talked about speeding up responses. Is that another big selling point?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about it. A lot of these platforms can automate those initial responses.
Like a simple thank you or something?
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe send a survey invitation.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And beyond just simple thank yous, some platforms even let you use templates for common questions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or they could even connect to your CRM system.
That's your customer relationship management system for anyone who doesn't know.
Right, exactly. So you get this much more complete picture of each customer's journey with your business.
So it's not just about saving time then. It's about being more thorough, offering better customer service.
Exactly.
So let's say a business decides, okay, we need this. How do they even begin to choose the right software? There are so many options out there.
Right. And that's where it gets tricky. Every business is unique.
Right. For sure.
And so are these software solutions. It's so important to compare different options before jumping in.
So don't just go with the first one you see.
Exactly. And one thing that Jim emphasizes in the article is the importance of customer support.
Oh, that's a good point. You don't want to be left high and dry if you run into a problem.
Right. You want to make sure you can get help quickly and easily when you need it.
So reading through Clannon's article, I saw that he also mentioned SEO companies.
Yeah.
What's their role in all of this? It seems kind of unrelated at first.
I know, right? But it's actually really interesting. You see, SEO companies are already knee-deep in social media marketing and making sure their clients are visible online.
Makes sense.
So they're constantly watching those online conversations and keeping track of what's being said about brands. That experience gives them a really unique perspective on these reputation management tools.
Oh, I see what you mean.
They know which ones actually work, which ones are worth your time, and which ones to avoid.
So they're like expert guides to navigating this whole world. Okay, so it's not just about setting up the software and letting it do its thing. You really need a balanced approach, don't you?
Definitely. I mean, yes, the software can handle a lot of the initial work, you know, finding information, organizing it, all that stuff.
Mm.
But you can't forget about the human element.
Right.
That's crucial for understanding context, for responding in a thoughtful way. That's where you build those real connections with customers.
And it sounds like those SEO firms can help businesses find that balance.
Absolutely. They can help you leverage the efficiency of the software without sacrificing those crucial personal interactions.
Because in the end, it's all about building strong relationships with your customers.
Exactly. That's the key to long-term success. And I think when you look at the bigger picture, this combination of technology and human touch, it really is a powerful advantage for businesses today.
I agree. Okay, so for our listeners, let's recap the key takeaways here.
Okay.
Social media reputation management software can be a real game changer. It can streamline that whole process of monitoring your online presence, and it can help you automate some of those initial customer interactions. But don't forget about customer support when you're choosing a platform.
Right.
And think about tapping into the expertise of those SEO companies.
They can really be a huge help.
Absolutely. Ultimately, you want to find that sweet spot, that balance between efficiency and genuine engagement. That's how you build a strong, lasting reputation online.
And that brings up an interesting question for all of you listening. How can actively managing your online reputation, using the right tools and keeping that personal touch, how can that affect your long-term relationships with your customers and ultimately your business success? Think about that.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
Catch you next time.